Today is Monday, January 11th, 2021, at 2:09 p.m. Eastern Time. I am convening a meeting of the WBI Radio Committee. I am Sean Rhodes. I am here with Carolyn Burden. Say hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
Janet Coleman. Say hello, Janet.
Hello.
Pat Logan.
Hello.
And James Sagerton.
Hello.
All right. So let me read the agenda. There are only three items on it, and we'll get underway. One, choose a pro tem chair. Two, discuss the IPD's letter regarding changing the frequency and length of the LSB show. Three, choose someone to convene the next committee meeting. Any objections to that?
Nope.
All right. Hearing none. We proceed. I volunteer to be the pro tem chair. And
second.
So we move on. Thank you. So we move on to item number two, which is the crux of this meeting. For those who aren't aware, let me share with you the letter Linda Perry sent to me, which is the basis of this meeting. All right. So this was sent on December 30th. I wrote to her initially asking her to be a part of our call today, and she wrote this in response. Hi, Sean. Haven't forgotten about your request to meet about the LSB radio show, just other priorities. Bertol and I spoke about the LSB radio show today, and he suggests we have it quarterly instead of monthly. I'm inclined to change it to an hour format with listeners set at 3 minutes and inviting new listeners to call in. Also, two-hour preemptions seems like a big interruption to our schedule, considering we already interrupt programs because of fund drive shows. But I'm open to discuss whether we continue and any changes to the format. Meanwhile, please set up a time in February for a radio committee conference call to talk about next steps, and yes, please share with the radio committee. Regards, Linda. All right, so I shared that with the committee members on that same day, and here we are meeting to discuss how to respond to all of this stuff. All right, so who wants to speak first?
Well, I'm going to speak first and catch up on where we were thinking out loud before the meeting began. I think that we, as Pat mentioned, particularly at this moment when we need listeners informed and we certainly need listener loyalty and understanding of what's going on at the station and at the network, I think we need a program. And we need, and everybody knows about radio, that regularity is the soul of radio, really. People come back to listen if it's there. And so the idea of doing it quarterly, I think, is just too much of a space. I would consider if we would like, you know, what the possibilities are for an hour program, but I think it's most important to have some regularity of appearance for this particular entity, for this show.
Ann Mitchell.
Hello. Hi, Ann Mitchell. And particularly in the absence of any other regular communication, such as a report to the listener, with the listeners. I really do think they deserve to be listened to, heard, and advised of what the heck is going on with our institutional organs, okay? Anyway, that's my two cents.
Okay. I'd like to chime in here. The way I characterize it is so. If you want to build a listenership that will rally around the station and protect it, you need to give them information on a regular basis. Having quarterly shows doesn't accomplish that. That's preposterous. And in terms of having it hourly, that's problematic in that we barely have enough. That won't give us enough time to have reports and enough time with listeners. We're barely able to get to listeners within the 2 hours that we have allotted as it is. Cutting us down to an hour, it's...
Yeah, it cuts off the listeners, too.
Yeah, it's just not workable.
Yeah.
And in terms of setting listeners at 3 minutes apiece, well, I mean, that's something that can be discussed. We've never had a time limit on how much listeners can, you know, talk to the board members who are present on any given show. We've always left it up to the discretion of the facilitator, you know, to try to move things along. But, you know, I'd be open to, you know, having this new limit for 3 minutes. And we need clarification on what 3 minutes means. Does that mean the listener can only speak for 3 minutes and then they have to disappear, or there's an exchange between the listener and the respective board member for 3 minutes and then they're done away with? And then, yes, inviting new listeners to call in. Sure, I have no objection to that. That's always a good idea too. You know, we can have the facilitator ask new people to call in, you know, who haven't done before, you know, extend that invitation. I think that's fine. But in terms of cutting it down to 1 hour, no, I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah.
And in terms of this excuse here about 2 hours being a big interruption to the schedule when they're already interrupting programs because of fund drive shows. Well, I don't think there's much merit to that because they don't have – there's only 3 hours a day, the way that it's currently working, that's spread out throughout the day where they're preempting regular programming for fund drives. And it's not usually done at night. And it's not always 3 hours. Sometimes it's 1 or 2 hours for the day. So, and if they don't make their requirement of 3 hours per day, they can make it up the next day. So we're not 2 hours for an LSB show that informs listeners and gives them reason to, you know, rally around the station. I don't feel that a big interruption. But that's just my take on it.
Participate, yeah.
Yes. Who else wants to speak to this?
I will.
Carolyn.
Okay, Pat and then Carolyn.
I think that keeping the 2 hours is very important. I would like to keep the once a month. Quarterly is ridiculous. If we have to negotiate this, I think we could negotiate to have it every other month, possibly. I think that would be better than having 1 hour every month, but hopefully we need to get people to support the show so that they understand how important it is. We need to try to get some regular listeners to contact management and tell them that they want the show.
Like the old MTV ads. I want my MTV. I want my LSB show.
And I think we could definitely, if we're maybe thinking about limiting calls to 3 minutes, I think we should definitely make a rule that you can't call in more than once on the same LSB show. People attempt to do that. And sometimes the host, you know, says, no, you can't, and they get them off, but sometimes they slip themselves in, and I think we should put a stop to that because we need hearing from listeners who haven't called before is the most important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who haven't called before as opposed to new listeners. Is that what you're saying?
Right, right.
I mean, because new listeners, who knows whether they're going to call? You can't guarantee it.
Yes. But if we have people... they would be either new listeners to the show or new callers to the show.
Right.
It's going to be, you know, valuable because they'll have some different insights, or and certainly they'll have different questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carolyn, you were next.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. One problem I have is the reason for this. We've been given no explanation or reason. It can't be the time, as Sean pointed out. That's ridiculous. You know, we move programs around all the time. So I'm a little bit worried about the fact that they're even trying to cut down on listener participation. Number two, we could agree to whatever, but we will include more fundraising appeals within the show. We need to reach out and do a reach out from our membership list, actually announcing this call-in show. And we could do it on email very inexpensively and get more listeners to call in and then ask for donations on the show itself. Number three, we might look at KPFA. KPFA has a wonderful system, or at least they did like 10 years ago. I was in California and met Bob Mandel, and he took me to see the Redwoods, and on the way home, he insisted that we listen to their Sunday evening show, which was a special for new programs. All new programs get an hour on Sunday night to demonstrate their new show. And within that hour, listeners then can call in afterwards and sort of vote on whether or not it's worth putting on a regular program. So we might ask for the same hour every month, but 2 hours, maybe at a fixed time, whatever it is, just fixed. You know, we can get listeners at that hour, but say that we want to do it and we'd like to test it and see how the listeners want it, you know, use it as a fundraising deal. So that might satisfy the problem, but I really don't know the basis for the objection, and I'm a little bit worried about that.
Well, okay, maybe that's
my only suggestion.
Okay, well, maybe that's something we can ask her at the February meeting. You know, what is the basis for all of this, for this, you know, if she could speak candidly to that and answer that question.
Are we going to be allowed to schedule between now and then? Or do we have to wait until the outcome of that meeting?
Yeah.
Where do we stand?
Well, the way I read this letter, we're not having any shows until we have this meeting with her in February. So there's no show in January.
No, something's not right about that. That's not right. That's not right.
And until we have that meeting, you know, we could have maybe schedule a show for later in February and see where we go from there. But as of now, we have nothing for January.
Can I be on the stand again? Unless James
may I just finish?
Yeah, sure.
Just finish before we end. One of the problems is that we don't have any other means of getting to the listeners. We have no folio. We have a letter which
no
is... report
to the listener.
There's not no report, and it doesn't give the listeners any information about where the station stands. So we'd like to make this sort of a quasi-official. I think the LSP has the right to demand the right to speak to the listeners. I don't think it should be a gift. So if we can take that tack, Sean, and say we'd like to schedule a February show right now and then talk about that afterwards. You know, but right now, we want to stick to the original agreement. There hasn't been changed, and they should not be allowed to change it without some signal from the LSB, which set up this committee. Okay? I don't think they have the right to just take us off the air without...
Yeah, it's really not the
agreement.
Spirit of,
No, something's wrong with that.
Yeah, I agree.
My official self gets off. Thank you.
Did James? Is that James?
Yeah. Hold on. I hear James wanting to chime in here. And Mitchell, would you like to say something after James?
No, thank you. I'm a listener, and I'm just anxious to hear what y'all have to say.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
James, go ahead.
Hi. I want to comment on a couple of things that have been said, but I also want to let the committee know that this general topic is currently under discussion at the PNB and also on the governance committee specifically. And there's a motion from William Heerwagen that I think perhaps I could read here to you guys for your feedback or consideration of it. It's rather lengthy, so perhaps, you know, I could edit it a little bit to give you the main idea. But I want you to know that there is the governance committee, PNB governance committee. I want you to know that in general, there's pushback from the general managers across the network to doing this kind of program. Sean has a good breakdown of what's being done at the other stations, which he gave me, but I won't try to share with you because he can recite it much better than I. But I would just let you know that right now WBAI is the station that does the most of this of anywhere in the network, which, you know, it was kind of contrary to the sentiments I'm hearing expressed here that, you know, we feel like we should do more and we should be guaranteed, and, you know, something that's by right, not by request. There was a communication to all the GMs, or there's supposed to have been, from the members of the governance committee asking them for feedback in response to this resolution from Heerwagen. And we've gotten one so far from Aniel Fields, the general manager of KPFK, and he was pretty negative about the idea of the suggestions in this motion. And perhaps I should just now go to the motion and let you know what it says.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, this is a preamble. It says, in order to fulfill the requirement that the PNB ensure regular communication with members, the PNB Governance Committee is proposing the below policy to the PNB. It would allow 10 hours of airtime per year for communication by people involved in governance. Here's the proposed motion, excuse me. The Pacifica National Board PNB Governance Committee recommends the following motion to the PNB. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws in Article 5, Section 1E4 charges the Pacifica National Board or PNB with ensuring, quote, regular communication with the members, unquote. And excuse me. And this infers an exchange of information and ideas between foundation members and their elected representatives and between members and station and network management. Therefore, be it resolved. LSB on air report that the interim executive director shall instruct each general manager to make available to the local station board a minimum of an hour, 55 minutes, at least every other month, excluding December, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., for the purpose of an on-air LSB report to the listener on the state of the station. Each date is to be provided to the LSB chair and secretary at least 1 month in advance, and unless a program has a multi-day schedule, no show should be preempted more than once a year. And that each local station board, LSB, shall utilize said time for presentations on the governance work of the board and on issues concerning the station and network with at least half of the time of any such report given over to non-LSB member calls. And that each report shall include approximately 4 members in an equal rotation of all interested members of the LSB in alphabetical order by first or last name as the LSB decides, and that in a year when there are no, when there are to be LSB delegate, LSB slash delegate elections, allowance will be made so that listener members eligible to run shall be scheduled for participation before nominations open, so they will not be on the air after nominations close. And further, that station management shall provide an email address to be managed by the LSB chair and secretary that allows for automatic distribution of incoming mail to all members and officers of the LSB, and which shall be uniform throughout the network, throughout, shall be uniform throughout the network as in
lsb@kpfa.org, lsb@wbai.org, etc. This already exists at KPFK and KPFT. And further, that station management shall provide an on-air report to listeners at least monthly on the state of the station, with at least half of the time of any such report given over to non-LSB member calls. And that at least once per year, perhaps toward the middle of the year, station management shall provide a date within a month's notice to the chair and secretary of the station's duly appointed or elected community advisory board, CAB, for a 1 hour, 55-minute report by four members of the CAB, chosen by single transferable voting, with half the time given over to non-LSB and non-CAB member calls. And that at least once per year, perhaps toward the middle of the year, station management shall provide a date with a month's notice to the chair and secretary of the station committee of inclusion for a 1 hour, 55-minute report. That's 1 hour, parentheses, 55 minutes, not 1 hour and 55 minutes. Apologize. By four members of the COI, chosen by single transferable voting, with half the time given over to non-LSB and non-COI member calls. And I'm not going to keep doing this, reading all the boilerplate stuff, but then it goes on to suggest a national management biannual report to the membership twice a year. The executive director will coordinate with stations management's Alive 55-minute appearance across all Pacific stations. The chief financial officer and additional persons of the executive director's choosing shall report to the listeners with at least half an hour given over to non-governance member calls. And all managers are encouraged to produce a downloadable monthly e-newsletter for general distribution for anyone who signs up with it. And further, on at least 3 weeks' notice, a general manager and program director shall each conduct at least two meetings annually, which shall be open jointly to the paid and unpaid staff members. It is recommended that these meetings occur on weekday evenings or on a weekend to allow maximum attendance. This provision is not intended to supersede any contractual obligation to hold meetings with staff. And then it cites Article 5 of the Board of Directors, ongoing powers of the board. Number section 4 is ensure regular communication with the members. So all of that big thing grew out of that seed. And that's it.
And all LSB, all management, all LSB, all PNB radio stations. But not really. It's really informing the listeners about what the heck's going on at the station. If they're paying for it, they should be advised. They should participate. That's the whole idea of this listener democracy that we installed when this committee was set forth. The idea was that they have a part in running the place, and that the management and PNB and all these little terminals of government governance should be responsible for reporting to the listener. That's really what this is all about. And it's interesting that they picked only an hour. But I want to say before we dig into the Hear Wagon motion, is that we really should ask at the February meeting what the, listener response has been, what our ratings have been on this show, same as they claim that there are ratings for shows they pull off or put on. There should be ratings for these LSB shows, and we should know what they are, to see whether listeners are indeed interested in it or don't listen at all.
I'm going to weigh in here. I think that last part is a good suggestion to follow up on. But who has noise in the background? Could you mute yourself, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm where I'm not supposed to be.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I like that idea because it's been 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a number of months now, but on different days of the week. So, yes, data should exist for how those slots have done for the past number of months. So I like that idea. in terms of, I don't want us to get bogged down in analyzing Heerwagen's motion. there's a lot there. And I think that's an interesting backdrop. But what's more important to us is that it shows that there's interest throughout the network to have this type of show available to inform listeners.
Right.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
right.
In terms of what other stations are doing, WPFW, which has become our sister station, recently activated sister station, they have their show on a monthly basis on a fixed time slot every Friday morning. It airs 2 weeks after they have their LSB meetings. So we're not the only ones in the network.
Right.
And other stations have had LSB shows over the years, but over time that's been done away with. Currently they don't. And the way I understand it is that things are really toxic at KPFA and KPFK. Those are the California stations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it's even feasible for them to have LSB shows. But the fact that at least two on the East Coast, that should be setting an example for the other stations in the network, particularly KPFT in Texas, Houston, Texas, and also the fact that BAI has had seven consecutive shows in 2020, that shows momentum. And as Janet said, you build it, they will come. And we have had listeners calling in on a more regular basis and, you know, exchanging ideas. And that's given us the opportunity to inform them about these various threats to our governance and the structure of Pacifica. So to change that now, I think would be a disservice to the station and to the network. You'd be hurting yourself. And for those who make the argument, you know, that it's bad radio or, well, so what? Democracy is messy.
Right.
You don't improve things by getting rid of democracy.
Right.
You deal with it. You know, you gird your loins and you deal with it.
Like C-SPAN, you watch. Yeah. You watch what goes on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carolyn here on the stack.
Yeah, Carolyn, go ahead.
About your suggestion about getting data, I'm going to give you the old legal rule of most lawyers. Do not ask a witness a question that you don't know the answer to already. So I suggest we find out the data before we ask for it and to be publicized. We may be pleasantly surprised, we may be very sad, but let's get the numbers before we demand that they be concerned. Number two, this is pure vintage serene. William Heerwagen doesn't write motions quite like that. This is vintage serene, protecting William's Committee of Inclusion, which is nowhere. Yeah.
Hold on. As you know, this meeting is this call is being recorded. So I did not want to get into us discussing the motion itself because there's a lot there and we don't need to, you know, badmouth individuals or cast aspersions. All we need to know is that this is in the backdrop. Effort is being made so that other stations in the network can inform their listenership. That's all we need to say about that. Okay?
All right.
This is James for the stack.
Let me take a slightly different tack, thank you, and just say that we need to look very carefully at the data and what we're doing and point out that this is not the time in our history to be cutting off communication with the listeners. So I think when we respond to this, we might say, I, for one, will offer to do publicity out to the members on the next radio committee meeting. Number two, I don't think that we can kill the next meeting without LSB permission, given where we are and where it's going. So I would like to remind everyone of that. We do have a right to have the next show, since we haven't had this meeting with Linda beforehand. Okay, that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay. Your comment about taking the lawyer's approach and not asking questions until you have the information. Well, how do you propose we get the information about the Nielsen ratings if not asking her? Who do you suggest we ask to get that information?
I don't know how these things work. I'm sure that somebody knows.
Well, we can get the streaming information. Maybe Otis has them. Has it. It's just great. It's just the amount of listeners that are on the stream, and they must have some kind of equation from on, you know, some...
multiply by 10.
Huh? What did you say,
multiply streaming by 10.
Can't understand that.
Multiply streaming by 10.
Oh, okay. Yes, exactly. So we do that. We have some, and there is a record, and I'm sure it is, Otis can make it available.
Okay.
We should
all
ask right. Otis if he's listening.
Okay. Okay. James, you wanted to say?
I did, and I apologize. I was taken off the call by a couple of phone calls that came in, so I'm not exactly sure of everything that happened. I just want to share a little bit of good news. We're preparing for the Finance Committee tomorrow night at the NFC, and Berthold reports that while we budgeted for $495,000 of income in this last quarter of 2020, we actually raised $580,000. So our income has gone up substantially, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that the reason that I read that lengthy motion was to get feedback, because it is a matter of discussion, and that's the subject matter of this committee, is that the particular LSB show, not all those other proposed shows and some of the other shows that actually exist that were discussed in that motion, but I just, you know, wanted to inform everybody. I didn't want to imply favoritism one way or the other about it, but also, one of the things that has come up in discussion of the radio show is that perhaps it could be better produced, and that might make it more palatable to the audience and therefore to the program directors if it was better done. And it doesn't just have to be dry reports from governance, and it also doesn't have to be used by particular sides or factions, as we call them, to use for propaganda or political purposes. You know, it can be informational. You can do, you know, a variety of things. You can have some aspect of entertainment as part of it, and just produce it so it's a little more, I guess, palatable is the word.
Point of information, who is going to be the person who does the producing here, or the group of people? Is it the LSB or the radio committee? Quite a hunk of effort to produce a really... I know, but who asked it and who was willing to do the job?
Actually, I think this came up in a conversation with Berthold about getting his feedback on the governance committee motion.
I see.
But the governance committee has asked all the GMs to comment on this. I was selected to be the one to go to the general manager and ask about ask for an opinion.
I see. Well, I mean, it's a good question, and it's a, you know, important possibility, but it does require some kind of bossing around of everybody who's on the show, and it requires some real thought and attention and effort. It really does. Entertainment from the LSB. Well,
what does that look like?
Let that idea hang in the sky. Okay.
I mean, what exactly does that mean? How do you manifest that more entertaining? What does that mean?
Oh, perhaps it sounded better when I just left it at better produced. Or more produced.
It's the same question. What does better produced mean?
Well, for example, in the last two LSB shows, I heard a criticism that the speakers were when the call-ins began, that the callers were allowed to go on. I think one caller went on for a really long time. So, you know, perhaps the 3-minute limit that Linda suggested has something to do with that perception.
Okay.
That the callers went on a little too long.
All right. Well, we said
I agree with that. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, we could work with that. But if that's it, what else?
I don't know. I think tap dance and, you know, something. I don't know.
Well, that's part of the quandary. What do they specifically want to hear? What do they envision in terms of more entertaining? Just putting that out there, it doesn't mean anything. We don't know how to proceed.
Well, actually, the more entertaining was my editorializing. Those were my words.
Okay.
The words I got from Berthold were have it more produced, better produced, whatever.
That's the same question.
How about the report?
Well,
to
I don't
the
think
listener?
Nobody,
you
know.
He should tend to his own field there, make that better produced.
I agree that it's a good question. You know, what does it mean and where does that go? And I say, you know, yes, that's perhaps something that we could discuss, or, you know, if this motion bears fruit on the PNB, that then others will have to discuss it as well. And, you know, I'm just letting the committee know that this is what's being discussed.
Hold on. That's why I say I don't want to get us bogged down in discussing Hiraken's motion, because that's something in the background. We need to focus on what Linda wrote in her letter to us so that we address those issues when we have our meeting with her.
I agree.
Well, Carolyn on the stack, I have to get off the call in about 3 minutes, but if I may, I just remember that we need to not allow ourselves to be canceled the next meeting because Linda wasn't able to make this meeting. We need to have a regular meeting, and let's go for broke. I mean, I would like to see this happen once a month for 2 hours, and it may be a different format. We can certainly live with that. But how about a free book or something from the archives to every listener who calls in to the radio show and donates to the show? How's that? You know, we could make it palatable. We could earn some money on this. That's not, you know, a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Well, okay. That suggests that we have our meeting with her early in the month of February so that we could schedule our February show for later in the month and do this fundraising thing.
Right.
But I don't agree. Well, I should say, I don't think it's feasible for us to say that we demand that we continue to do our show and have that she give us time for February right now, because I don't know that we're in a position to make that demand. She has the power as of now.
Well, how did we get a schedule in the first place? Well, wasn't that in the empowering motion? Or did we agree to it at some point? I mean, until we've discussed it and heard a good reason why it should be changed. See, I'm thinking the opposite. I'm thinking to cut report to the listener now is very counterproductive, and I'm very leery of anybody who would want to do that. Why are we doing that? We should be increasing our contact with
the
listener.
All program directors do that. That's historically true of them. They don't like this show. It has nothing to do with them, for one thing. They don't run it.
Mm.
They just have to schedule it, and they all have this feeling that it isn't good radio.
Right.
I mean, that's been fairly much a constant throughout the history of these LSB reports. As it just one nod to this emotion, has the Committee of Inclusion ever actually met?
No.
I don't think it has. I think it's always been Has,
no, no,
it,
it's been...
They're meeting big time right now.
It's what? It's been
they're having big,
big...
Yeah, they're meeting big time. They've expanded the membership from the requirement in the... I think it's in the bylaws. They voted to expand the membership. I think they now have more than 10 members. I'm not sure exactly what the number is, but it's a high number, and they're active.
They have meetings.
Yes,
yes.
They have meetings.
Okay, just in my time, it never did.
I know those days are gone.
Okay.
But are they including anybody? Is the question.
Yes.
No.
Now they are.
So this is, I don't know if we've done sufficient work on this yet. I do think that we have to get some data.
Well, we have. We've come up with some ideas on
how to get
respond,
it.
How to get the data, but also how to respond to Linda. But what's coming clear to me is that, yes, we have to have this meeting with her early in February. So I will poll you all, I guess... next week? For a date in early February where we could...
Keep me posted, please. I have to get off the call. Sorry to leave you all.
Okay, I'll post it. I'll post it. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll post it early. And then she'll be available to meet with us early in February. And then at that meeting, we can emphasize... or urge her to, you know, come up with a monthly as a 2-hour schedule like we've been doing and, you know, keep it rotating, you know, different days of the week, but 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I like that. It gives us some structure, but also there's a certain flexibility in that different day of the week. Mm-hmm. So we're always hitting a different audience. And then, let's see, and then ask that we have our, you know, February show, again, for 2 hours later in the month, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, and historically, it is rather important to remember that at the time of the creation of this program, I think listenership we had the greatest loyalty and the greatest participation among our listenership and much more money than we have now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it really is an encouragement to give them their say, and fundraising, I think, is a good idea, but on the program, but, you know, as an enticement. But,
I agree.
But
let me just chime in here. It's also a sign of respect because we're asking them to give us their money.
Exactly.
We don't want to give them information. Well, what kind of deal is that?
No, it's no good.
Yeah. So giving them information is the least we can do.
Hey, this is a club that they belong to, and they want some clubhouse stuff.
They want some value for their money.
Exactly, and they deserve it.
Yes, yes. Okay. So we need to follow up with Otis and getting that information. And we can have that ready to present with her, present to Linda, and then... as I said, I'll poll the committee members and see which date in early February we can meet, and then also ask Linda which of those she can attend, and then we'll take it from there.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for all that info, James. That was helpful to see that there is a, you know, like a movement in the among all the stations, or at least among William.
Okay. All right. So
that motion passed the committee I don't remember what the exact vote was, but it was by a solid majority.
Oh, really? Huh. Yeah, I can see now they're going to work out the details about that should take a year and a half.
Yeah, that's and were there any amendments or was that's the first way it was presented?
No, it was presented that way and voted on that way at the same time.
Wow. Okay. All right, well, item three for our agenda today, designate someone to poll committee members for our next meeting. So I volunteered to do that, as I've been saying. All right, so we've taken care of our business. So I am now officially adjourning our meeting. Thank you all for your time and your patience.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.